What's the word? It's your boy Quad, the last word. This is Total Control Radio, YCRadio.org, the voice of today's generation, powered by BYB NYC. That's my song, Destiny, in the background. You know, we ready to get lit. Season 2 of Total Control Radio. We in the building. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to the staff. Shout out to Lisa. Shout out to Mr. B. Shout out to everybody at YCRadio.org for giving me this opportunity. Now we on season 2, but we got 2 super guests in here. First of all, we're going to start with the first one. We got Link, the God King, right?
What's up, man? What's up, man? Thank y'all for having me, man.
Yes,
appreciate
sir.
That.
We in the building. Let's start off like this. Let's start off. Where you from? Tell me where you from. And about your name, because I really want to get into your name, because my name is Quad, the last word. So we got the longest names ever. So I want to go back and forth with that. So where you from, bro?
Juan Dance, Long Island, man. That's, you know, that's the stomping grounds to where, you know, you want to see what the rough life look like. It starts there, man. You know, so
I got a family members that live out there. I got a couple family members that live out there that did music. I don't know if you know a person named Jux Diamond. Warner, they call him Amaze. He's from Wine Dance. My cousin, a lot of people from Wine Dance. I got a big family.
Yeah, man. A lot of talent out there, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to Wine Dance, man.
Shout out. So, Link, the God King.
Right.
Explain that to me right fast.
All right. Link came from like my days as a middleman. You know, like if you was trying to get your hands on something, man.
Before you say that, PG-13, no cursing.
Yeah. I got you. All
right, cool.
All right, yeah. But you wanted your hands on something, then I was your go-to guy, because, you know, yeah, people might not have trusted you,
but
those same people might have really, like, looked forward to doing business with me. So you would come to me, and I would kind of, like, broker your deal. And because of that, it would be like, you know, they called me Link. Link the God was something that developed from, you know, my days of first developing, you know, learning, getting knowledge yourself, you know. Mm-hmm. And as that happened, and I was able to, like, you know, incorporate that teaching into what it was that I was trying to tell others, it became Link the God. And then it was like, well, you don't want to just be a God, you want to be the king of the gods.
Kings of the God. Ooh.
Right. And so
I like,
you know,
that.
I leave it open for people to test it.
I like that one. Do you have trouble with people saying your name in full, and you got to tell them now it's Link the God King? Or are you okay with people just calling you Link or God or King?
It's they usually do one or two. I rarely get Link the God King.
I don't never get. Yeah, they be like Quad, the last word, but they be like Q.
Yeah.
Like Q. Like, it's just Q.
I get Link or Link the God. For them to say all four is like, nah, it ain't gonna happen.
That's cool. Yeah. That's dope. How did you get started with music though? How did the music thing come about?
I was riding around. This was June 1st last year. And I was like,
last year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I just started last year.
Wow.
But I was riding around and I'm just sitting here thinking like, yo, you always wanted to try out music. You know, every time I did attempt to get into it, something unfortunate would happen. You know, like I had a, you know, PG-13. So let's just say the police came into my house unwelcome a couple times. And, you know, a lot of things took place that prohibited it. I couldn't get into music because I was, you know, fighting cases or whatever.
Yeah. I know what that feeling.
Yeah. So When I did get a clear mind, and I was like, yo, when I do it, I'm going to go all the way in. Like, I'm going to make sure that I get, like, every part of this hip-hop thing down, and then I'm going to treat it like industry. Mm-hmm. Although, like, the quality of music that I'm creating, I'm in love with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I know you can't just, like, to make it in this game, you can't be just a high artist. That's not going to be enough.
You can't be a one-trick pony.
Yeah,
that's what they told. That's what they kept pushing in my head. You can't be a one-trick pony. You got to learn how to do multiple things.
Right.
So then that can help people shift to your music, basically.
Yeah, because I ended up doing it to the point where I wanted to learn the industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, before I ever really laid a track down, I really wanted to understand how the industry worked and how is it that, you know, these things you're going here to record become money. I wanted to understand that first, you know?
Yeah.
And so even now, I spend a lot of time up at night while the rest of the world, they sleep doing what they're doing. But I'm researching and I'm just trying to find new ways, and even ways that people have used but haven't really, like, fully explored that way. Mm. You know, they might have just used a piece of it and then left the rest unexplored. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going through every section of it right now in order to figure out how to get the followers, how to get the listeners, how to get the streams, how to get all of those things up, because in a digital age, that's the part that matter.
Yeah, definitely, right? Definitely. Like, I can identify what you're saying. You want to learn everything before you started rapping. Because right. I used to work for Def Jam when I was like 9, 10. And I wasn't writing music. My cousin was the one, he was rapping and stuff. I didn't write no music. I didn't even know how to write music. So right. We was just shuffling, going to Hot 97, going to clubs and beating people that I didn't even know, going to Rucka. You don't even know who these people are. But right. We just there at young ages learning, just trying. I used to walk around the Def Jam building. They was making like Foxy Brown covers. She had like 20,000 different covers. Covers right. That nobody never seen. I still got it in my head like, yo, no, ain't nobody gonna ever see that. And how they was pushing it, and how we had to go to a radio station with picket signs to get them to play the Def Jam artists' radio
right.
Songs on the radio. Like, we had to fight for that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I definitely understand. Right. I definitely understand. Right. And then eventually I started making music and writing and trying to figure out how to get people to listen to my music too. So right. I definitely could understand right. And I can relate. So you're not even a year into making music.
Nah, June 1st would be a year. I made my very first song June 1st.
And I looked on your page, and your stream game is crazy.
Yeah, that's the part I wanted to focus on, because that's where the money is.
So tell me about that, because for you not even to be a year in, you only what, maybe eight months in?
Yeah, about 8 months.
Like
right
8 months in?
About 8 months, yeah.
And like, your stream game is better than people at less than a year still learning how to write.
Right.
Learn how to make songs, you feel me? And learn how to perform at a venue. And you did that at Who Got It.
Yeah, like appreciate
you
that.
You did that at Who Got It. So I talk to me, bro, like, from the streaming to your fast, how fast you went. Tell me your process and, like, how did you get there so fast?
I actually spoke to one of DJ Clue people, right? And he was telling me, like, yo, you actually moving too fast. Mm-hmm. You need to step it back a notch, because you're going to miss some things. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, it was some of the best advice that I had gotten.
Real talk. There's no shortcuts in this game. Right. You're going to learn it eventually.
What I did was I dropped 4 albums at one time. Mm-hmm. So literally, I dropped like 4 albums in 2 weeks' time, mm-hmm. like back to back to back to back. And he had told me, he was like, yo, the way you're moving, I see your plan. I see what you're trying to do. But what's going to happen is these people that's in entertainment are going to see you have such a large body of work. And nobody was attracted to it, which is going to make it seem like either you was trash or you're not worth the show, like coming to, you know, check you out. And so I thought about that, and I was like, wow, instead of like trying to be this guy dropping all of this music in one shot, what I need to do is, like what he's saying, like focus on an album.
Build,
you know what I mean?
Build, yeah.
Right, and build from there. So I incorporated what he said. I pumped my brakes a lot, because I was really going like full steam ahead. I was like a train in the beginning. And I made 83 songs in probably about 3 months' time, which gave me a huge advantage as far as, like, you know, enough products to be able to push, enough products to be able to market with each song being a product. So being I had everything out at one time, he just thought that was, like, not a good idea because it's too scattered. You know what I mean? You don't have the energy it takes to concentrate and focus on each of these 83 projects.
Yes, exactly.
So you need to pick one and run with it. And so I kind of took his advice, and, you know, not in that I picked one, but I narrowed it down to 3, and I, you know, decided to run with those 3.
Nice.
And those are the ones, like, perform at the shows, you know, like that, to give those songs momentum. And just to even see the people singing your music back to you is insane, but it lets you know
that's
they're
the
streaming it. Yeah, they're streaming it. They like, you look like, how did you know this song? I never saw you before, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy when you see that, man.
Yeah. So I want to get into a record so people understand what I'm talking about. So what record right now that we have out of the two that you could say is, this is the record that defines me right now?
I gotta say Undefeated, man, because if you're trying to get into this game, right, and you're an artist, right, you're not just somebody who is like has the potential to create music. You're somebody who has the potential to control your career, to use this music as a product the same way anybody would do with Corn Flakes or Nike or anything. You brand yourself as a product, you control yourself. If you're trying to be a hot artist that's going to be discovered by a label and hope your life's just going to get better, like, that's not the way this game works anymore.
Nah,
you know, this
it work, definitely doesn't.
It works like you can be your own boss now. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to pick up a pen and sign away nothing. You know, your masters can be yours. You can own everything. You can make all your money. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Outside of that 30 cents that these streaming platforms is going to take, you can make the rest of your money.
Rest of it. And it's a lot of money out there.
Yeah.
It's a lot of
it. It's a lot, man. It's a lot. You can make 70 cents off a dollar. So, like, what else are you going to do that? Tax is going to leave you in that same situation.
Yep.
Right?
That's true.
Same thing.
That's true. So, let's get into Undefeated. Okay, introduce it right quick. Introduce it right quick.
This right here is probably one of my, it's got to be one of my favorite songs. It's going to definitely make my top five because it just gave me that feeling like anything was achievable. You know, it was like, although I know I had a rough road ahead of me, that gave me the power I felt like I was going to need to be able to get through that. You know what I mean? And because there's a lot of hate when you first start, man.
Always. It's a lot of hate when you get larger, too.
A lot, there's a lot of memes they was doing. A lot of, you know, there was a lot of things directed at me that I had to try and ignore and push through in order to
still. Oh, we need to talk about that.
Yeah.
Let's get to this Undefeated. This is Total Control Radio, YCRadio.org, the voice of today's generation, powered by BYB, NYC, Kawhi, the last word. Link to God, King of the building. Let's get it. We have a little technical difficulties back there. It's not Miss Lisa this time. It's Boss Man Brian back there. If anybody's listening, we want to make that real clear. But we here, we still here. We just getting things in order right here. We still got Link the God King in the building. Say something right quick. We got my guy,
what's up, Georgia, in the
building. Tell him your name real quick.
So this is Johnny No Like on the mic right now.
Johnny No Like.
Yeah, Johnny No Like.
In the building. I got Johnny No Like in the building from GA. He came through from GA. We here. We about to get into this record right here. Let's get it.
I live by the code and die by the rules. It got so hard I had to drop out of school. And what I learned is no matter how hard it got, it ain't no stopping me, fool. I did it to live, not to be cool, and that's the difference. I live by the code and die by the rules. It got so hard I had to drop out of school. And what I learned is no matter how hard it got, it ain't no stopping me, fool. I did it to live, not to be cool, and that's the difference. The Beamer's a 7, the Benz a 550. I ain't scared of death, man, is to kill me, you gon' die with me. Mayweather, how I'm using my mittens, just try and hit me. Got me ducking shots while I'm dodging the feds, try and get me. From wine dance, represent my city to the fullest. Zigging is generous, the way they give him, zigging bullets, no bluffing. If you ever see me up it, I'ma pull it. My lawyer, break a murder, one conviction down the will it, fear nothing. Mama told me if it breathes, it could bleed still tall. All my life, refuse to leave, all my knees get stretched. Roll a Dutch and I'll just breathe in some trees. All I want from living is all of my seeds to succeed. I'm smiling, I see my future like I'm a psychic. You rap, I flow poetry, we different, but that's how life is. I used to run the streets in the shadows, serving the pipers. Till I started selling button, escape from secret indictments. I live by the code and die by the rules. It got so hard I had to drop out of school. And what I learned is no matter how hard it got, it ain't no stopping me, fool. I did it to live, not to be cool, and that's the difference. I live by the code and die by the rules. It got so hard I had to drop out of school. And what I learned is no matter how hard it got, it ain't no stopping me, fool. I did it to live, not to be cool, and that's the difference. I speak to give them knowledge, not because I like to rap. You shoot off at the mouth, I get you shot. What type of life is that? This ain't your life, you a weakling, more like the type to rat. Lies can be debated, but no man disputes a righteous fact. Recite it back if you missed it, I can't repeat it. I don't have no competition, I feel like I'm undefeated. It ain't a secret, I make deals to get my cake up. And the product doesn't matter, I sell out soon as I wake up. I got released, hit the streets, and I made them shake up. No application needed, cause bosses don't deal with pay cuts. Ziggins is broken, they aggy screaming, get at me. But it's senseless to go and mix with Ziggins that can't match me. Respect the plug, whether you selling or injecting drugs. I know niggas that died and couldn't tell you what the weapon was. I'm all alone using phones, conducting business, while I'm hoping my success doesn't alter my other friendships. Again, I live by the code and die by the rules. It got so hard I had to drop out of school. And what I learned is no matter how hard it got, it ain't no stopping me, fool. I did it to live, not to be cool, and that's the difference. I live by the code and die by the rules. It got so hard I had to drop out of school. And what I learned is no matter how hard it got, it ain't no stopping me, fool. I did it to live, not to be cool, and that's the difference. I'm hustling, so if it's moving, I got it. I'm selling cars, clothes, leaving narcotics. I'm trying to fatten my pockets. First I trap it, then I stack it in profits. I know the feds probably tracking my progress. They be missing the process. Time is money. Don't you waste it on nonsense. Lay on my body, cause I'm woke and I'm conscious. Breathe. I manifest the truth, the born guard in the flesh. Give me some space, you got a part in my flex. I'm the hardest in life, which makes me think I'll be the hardest in death. These are just running. I just target my steps. So while they stopping for breaths, them baby lungs and petty hearts in their chest ain't enough to stop the guard on this quest. Nuh-uh, because I'm back and I'm stronger. My knowledge is self. It brought me greater things than power and wealth. I didn't take the route they took, but that was cool. I still found it myself. Did it alone and wasn't down for the help. Link. I live by the code and die by the rules. It got so hard I had to drop out of school. And what I learned is no matter how hard it got, it ain't no stopping me, fool. I did it to live, not to be cool, and that's the difference. I live by the code and die by the rules. It got so hard I had to drop out of school. And what I learned is no matter how hard it got, it ain't no stopping me, fool. I did it to live, not to be cool, and that's the difference. That's the difference.
What's the word? It's your boy Quad, the last word. Total Control Radio, YCRadio.org, the voice of today's generation, powered by BYBNYC. Link the God King Undefeated.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
We ain't here, man.
Please, please, tell us about that song. Tell me about the song.
All right.
Because I like it.
Rest in peace, Pop Smoke, too, man.
Yeah, rest in peace, Pop Smoke. Oh, man.
The song is inspired by, like I said, adversity, you know, things that are against you, just... Even people, you know, because people could hear your dream and just want
to
kill
it.
Yeah, you want to kill it before you get off the ground. Like,
facts.
And so you, through all of that, you got to find some kind of way to stay connected to what it is that you want so that you don't lose sight of it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I guess ignoring them was the way I did it, because I noticed it because I'm talking to you about it right now.
Yeah, definitely.
But not to the level where it was like, it bothered me, bro. I ain't going to lie. It bothered the hell out of me. But, it bothered me to a point where it was like, I'll show them. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, it became that instead of like, it bothers me and I'm going to be crippled by it. It wasn't that. It was just like, you know, I'll show them. Like, they're supposed to have your doubts. And then if you walk into a boxing ring, they're not going to automatically assume you're going to win.
Yeah.
You gotta show them you got some skill. You got to show them that you a gladiator like the rest of the people in this ring. Otherwise, they're going to say the things that they were saying, you
That's
know?
Facts.
So. Yeah, but it bothered me though. I ain't gonna lie.
I mean, it's all good. Yeah. Like my boy here, he got a song about depression.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
That's a very real thing.
It's kind of like, you know what I mean, like being undefeated, and then you know what I'm saying. Well, I'm trying to put it together. Being undefeated and with the depression, like he's trying to not be defeated. You know what I'm saying? By the people talking. And all that. So he made a song about it. You made a song about Undefeated. You know what I'm saying? Like, anyway, I just had to bring him in.
I like that. I like the way you bridged it. One.
Yeah,
and
two,
they are directly related. Because, I mean, that's adversity if you ever seen it. Like, depression?
Yeah.
Like, the inability to get out of the bed and look forward to today?
That's a
sick thing, man.
Yeah, it's a real hard thing to get out of, and a lot of people don't get out of it.
Yeah, a lot of people don't even think it's as real as it is,
and they don't know that they're in it. It's just an everyday thing.
Yep.
It's just like how we doing this every day. We just think that we good. People don't think that they in a depression.
Yeah,
and they just keep on going.
Right.
I was gonna say the same thing, basically, that you could be depressed. Right. You can think everything is all good, and you depressed.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just like stress, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes we think we're managing stress so well. And you stressed out. Your body is going crazy. So
it makes it seem
it's
normal.
That kind of thing. Yeah,
it makes it seem like it's something normal, because, man, it's just deep, yo. Depression is deep. And the best thing to do is fight it so you can be undefeated.
That's what I'm saying?
You got to fight it.
That's it.
And you got to recognize it. First thing, you have to recognize it and tell yourself, like, yo, maybe I am depressed. Maybe I am going through something. I need help. I need to fix it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all go through and we all need help.
Any fight, you need to know who your opponent is, man.
Facts.
And if depression is your opponent, you need to know how to address that, you know. So
facts,
we all been there, though. It's not nobody in this room who did, whether you know you went through it or not. Yeah. Nobody in here that didn't go through it.
Now everybody went through it, man. Everybody definitely do. We got another track from you I want to get into. Why don't you introduce that for us?
Okay, that joint is called I'm a Gangster.
This is when we change up from I'm undefeated now. Look.
Yeah.
I'm about to
get
gangsta on you now.
Because want y'all to think I'm about to tell y'all about spinning the block and killing ops and none
he
of
about
that.
To, he
it's
about
not
to,
that kind of gangster. To. It's a different kind of gangster. this the kind of gangster that, you know, when you walk through it and come out on the other side, that feeling, you know, that
feel,
like.
Feel like a gangster.
Yeah, you feel like John Gotti, like who can stop me, you know? So it's more like that than it is anything like, I'm not really making music promoting people killing people, none of that, man. I don't do all that.
So we're going to get into this. I'm a gangster by Link the God King. This is Quiet the Last Word, Total Control Radio, YCRadio.org, Voice of Today's Generation, powered by BYBNYC. Let's get it.
No Days Off Entertainment Group. Mr. NDO. Yeah. We different. Yeah, yeah. I'm in this fight, check my shoulders for the stripes. I play the streets the coldest nights. I wasn't scared to roll the dice.
Cause I'm a gangster.
I hold a crown and in my town I hold it down. I don't associate with clowns, I stand my ground.
Cause I'm a gangster.
I'm straight low, I'm with the smoke. I get my straight off the boat. So hit me if you need some.
Cause I'm a gangster.
Choose the pistol or the fade. And I've been beat but I ain't run. That's why I'm standing here today.
Cause I'm a gangster.
Truth is, even though it ain't that often I spit, when I do, just know I'm talking that. This ain't the moms about chains, guns, or even flossing their whips. Cause life is rough. Plus New York is a speak money. Or to me, you speaking funny like you talk with a list. So come to me and take a walk with a crip. I'm so cool, how I rock my steady vibe and make me walk with a limp. And I don't fight, I make a call and it's lit. That's facts. Who you know already paid, but they still in the track. I was good with selling crack when they told me to rap. Disrespect me, I promise I won't know how to act. All you see is blue flags and blue masks on black. Mind my business, and still they hating on my swag. My money up, I'm good, and I don't even brag. Say the stories, I don't care about what you used to have. You see me with it, I own it, boy, that's how you pass it. Yup, yeah. I'm in this fight, check my shoulders for the stripes. I play the streets the coldest nights, I wasn't scared to roll the dice.
Cause I'm a gangster.
I hold a crown, and in my town, I hold it down. I don't associate with clowns, I stand my ground.
Cause I'm a gangster.
I'm straight low, I'm with the smoke, I get my straight off the boat. So hit me if you need some,
cause I'm a gangster.
Choose the pistol or the fade, and I've been beat, but I ain't run. That's why I'm standing here today.
Cause I'm a gangster.
All pretending. I grew up watching all these fake from the beginning, but I always move different. I'm gifted, that's why I'm winning. And I'm sick as is watching like I'm a topic trending. So you can hear me roar. So Poppy, you keep your cook up. Give it to me raw. Yeah, this like a scene from Saw. Everybody gets a choice, you got to pick a door. Learn how to move, cause one mistake and it's a war. Death can hit close to home, but don't hurt till it's yours. Facts. I'm smoking reefer on the turnpike. Wrapped up in the Dutch, I'm getting mad cause it don't burn right. I'm from a city where being gritty is how you earn stripes. They say you gotta wait your month turn, right? I'm taking mines right now. Word life.
Right now. Word life.
I'm in this life, check my shoulders for the stripes. I play the streets the coldest nights and wasn't scared to roll the dice.
Cause I'm a gangster.
I hold a crown and in my town I hold it down. I don't associate with clowns, I stand my ground.
Cause I'm a gangster.
I'm straight low, I'm with the smoke. I get my straight off the boat, so hit me if you need some.
Cause I'm a gangster.
Choose the pistol or the fade, and I've been beat but I ain't run. That's why I'm standing here today.
Cause I'm a gangster.
We different.
Cause I'm a gangster. Cause I'm a gangster. Cause I'm a gangster.
What's the word? It's your boy Quiet the Last Word. YC Radio.org, all the voice of today's generation. This is Total Control Radio. Link the God King in the building.
I'm here,
that's,
man.
I'm gangster.
Okay,
yes,
wait.
Sir.
That line was so dope. I'm in this life. Check my soldiers shoulder for the stripes.
Yeah.
That's Ooh. So dope.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate
Ms.
that.
Miss Lisa's a big hip hop fan. We got Miss Lisa back. We had Brian before. We got Miss Lisa on the boards now.
Yeah.
Shout out to Brian if he's still in the building. Well, we got Link the God King in the building. Tell us about that, man. Tell us one more again about that for the people that didn't hear about that song.
That I'm a gangster, man. That's like that's when you're certified. You done did it already and you coming out the other side of that. And it's like, you know, check my history. If you don't, you know, you don't believe it, you know, my credentials speak for themselves. So
facts.
I don't really got to do the rest of that. So
facts.
That's what that was. It was just like, I was stomping. I was saying, I'm certified, man. Check it. You know, do your own research if you don't believe it. That's all it was.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. So what are some of the things you got coming up? What's some of the things? Cause you said you put out four EPs or albums. Like,
right.
So what's next, bro?
I'm flying out on the 23rd of this month to go to Cali to go meet with a record label that I don't really want to say right now.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm
we'll,
going.
We'll talk about that off. Yeah, you ain't got to.
Yeah, I'm basically going to say no, so it don't matter.
Facts, but yo, that's the one of the T. I like you, bro, because I always said in my head like 50, like if because I'm from Southside.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And if 50 was to ever say, like, yo, bro, like, I like what you're doing, I would tell him no. I would like, nah, I don't want to sign a G-Unit. I know a lot of people be like, why not? You will get your window will open up so much bigger if you tell a bigger label or somebody with money no. Right. The other ones is going to be like, yo, why did he turn? Yo, listen, other people will be knocking at your door so crazy. That's what I thought in my head, my game plan. Maybe it might not work. Maybe it will work. But I always thought that, like, I would like not take my first deal, you know what I'm saying, just to understand how they work and get the language of them, and like just to study the situations, because they slimy, you know what I'm saying. So you don't want to just jump into anything you don't really know nothing about.
Well, there's no,
you know what I'm saying.
You learn the industry through whatever reading, you know. They say you want to hide it from, you know, something from a black person, put it in the book, right? So you go there to look for the information, and that's where it's hidden at.
Yep.
And what I learned is, like, once you sign yourself to a deal, you're not in control of yourself no more. You don't own you. You don't own you. You don't own your image. You don't own nothing about you no more. Things that you had as a birthright, your mother gave you these things, you don't own those things no more. You know, like a logo, any of those things, like those things now you surrender to the powers of somebody else. And that's never what I wanted. To go to a label and get a deal, that's nothing more than a refinanceable loan.
Basically, you gotta pay it back.
Like, that's not, they're not giving you no money.
You gotta pay it back.
Because you jumped in the, right, you jumped in the Benz and went and got yourself, you know, this great house. You think that's yours.
No, it's really not.
That's all contingent on whether or not you could bring those numbers back. You know what I mean? Because in a year's time, you could find yourself moving back in your mom's basement. You know what I mean?
Facts.
So you don't want to set yourself up like that. You really want a foundation that you can build on, and it ain't gonna shake. Nobody can shake it.
Facts. That's facts. So you going to LA? How long you gonna be in LA?
5 days.
Yeah. So the 20th, you'll be here on 29th?
I'll be back on the 28th. I'm gonna be at your show,
Kwai. Right, cool. Yeah.
We'll be at your show.
You saw I was getting that.
Yeah,
though.
You ain't gonna get away with that. I'm getting
that.
You saw I was getting that.
Like, hold on, bro. Like, I need you at my show.
Yeah, I'm gonna be there, bro. I ain't never seen you on stage.
So as soon as you land, just come to the jump on stage. As soon as you land, just land the plane right in front of the spot. Tell them, like, yo, or parachute.
I'm going to tell them to do me how they did me. Fresh out the jail to the spot.
Yeah, I need that. I'll make a whole movie scene for you right there from there to the stage, man. And be good.
Yeah.
So what else you got going? Any, got the label deal coming? New music?
Yeah.
New album? Yeah. Videos? What?
Well, right now, I'm in the process of getting a store. So once I get the store, we're going to do you know, I got the clothing line, a bunch of other stuff.
I didn't know about that.
Oh, yeah,
man.
No days off, man. This is just me right here.
Oh, like, that's the sticker
we
just got.
That's the sticker. That's so it's about to become a physical store. Once that becomes a physical store, it's going to have the studio incorporated in there. So you can come in there, you can get your clothing, you can book your sessions, you get the artist development, you know, you get that, how to act on the stage so that you don't bore a crowd to death or let them scare you into not being your best you.
Nice.
Like
that A&R, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like bring that part back into the game because like if Pop Smoke even, God bless, had the right guidance, he would know you can't go to a city that's gang culture like LA as a gang member
and think you
and not
popping.
Check in. You gotta check in. You gotta check in, bro. Like, you know, I don't condone what happened to him. Like I really thought at 20 years old.
It's so much different stuff with that. It's so much things he did not do that was right from the jump.
Right.
I ain't never think about that.
Right.
Nobody even said that. But you're the first person that I heard say that. But that's one of them too.
I'm from a gang culture, so I get it. And then like, let's say you a Brooklyn Crip. You're not even like a LA Crip.
It's
right.
Totally.
So you
different.
Done took their culture, came over here with it, went back over there and disrespected them by not checking in. Mm-hmm. How can your locs protect you when they don't? They don't even know you here.
They know you here, but you ain't like, yo, come through. Like, let me holler at y'all.
Right. Now, that's like the check-in in L.A. always going to cost you a couple dollars, right? It's going to always cost you a couple dollars. But you alive as opposed to look what happened when you don't, bro. Like, there's no amount of money Pop Smoke wouldn't pay to be here right now.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
You know what I mean? So you better off paying it while you can. And
it's probably not that crazy. It's probably just like, yo, they probably wouldn't even... did so much gate it would have been so simple.
Let my little everybody man open up for you at your show.
Yeah, everybody does
something like
exactly.
that. You know, a favor. One hand wash the other type of thing. We'll make sure nothing can happen to you here.
Exactly. Exactly.
And it's something as simple as that, man. He could have been. All right.
What else you got going on? Anything else? Anything else you wanna shout? Tell us what you got going on. Shout out to social media. Get your shout outs out.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll wrap this one up.
It's Link the God King on everything. It doesn't matter what platform you go on. It's just put in Link the God King between the letters if you on Instagram. Mostly, man, I just like to shout out my Spotify, man, because that's what I'm concentrating all my attention to, man. Like, so get to that Spotify.
I think that's your label right there. Spotify's your label, bro.
I'm about to take over Spotify,
facts,
man.
Facts. I want to be there when you do that.
Yeah, you're gonna see the process, yeah, man. You're gonna love that. You're gonna
let's
love
get it.
It.
You want to give a shout out or something, man? I know you here. Say something before we go. They calling us off.
Johnny No Light. I just want to give a shout out to Art of War Music. He really been plugging me in. That's my uncle right there. I gotta show him love. Gotta give a shout out to my cousin Zion. Came to show support. I gotta give a shout out to Link the God King. Just sitting in on your interview was amazing.
Shout out that Instagram. Let them know where to find you, man.
Instagram, Young Eccentric, all lowercase YUNG_EXENTRIC. And I got a new single out right now, Die Down. Streaming on SoundCloud right now. Y'all go check that out. Go check that out. Die Down. Johnny No Light.
Let's get it. This is quite a last word. Total Control Radio, YC Real Doc, all the voices today. Generation powered by BYB NYC. We out of here, man.
Peace.
Season 2.
Hey. It's only right to say hi to the birds and say so long to the late night harassing. Coming from the popo, below average living, shorty sniffing on that cocoa. Money moving on slow mo. Everybody on the same shit, so who's there to call on? My mom's working two jobs, keep food and customer service. Bill, so I should gotta stay.
This is YCRadio.org, the voice of today's generation.